from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. It's anything you ever wanted to know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. To start off today, a couple of questions that have come in. Sarah is looking for a Safeway, not for the ants, but for her dogs to kill ant piles in the yard. Give us a call at 800-933-5372. David tweeted me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, wondering where in DFW can I rent a VW microbus? I would like to rent a drivable VW van for a day. Does anybody, and David's in Dallas, does anybody know where to rent one? You can call us at 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington, and we'll get to your questions and answers shortly. First, want to check in downtown. As you may have heard in the newscast, a crane fell on the south end of the Dallas Museum of Art this morning, and KERA's Bill Zeeble is there, and Bill is joining us now. Hey, Bill, what is the latest going on down there at the Dallas Museum of Art?
Good afternoon, Jeff. There's, let's see, part of Ross Avenue and part of Harwood are closed off. There are 5 rescue trucks and 2 cranes that have shown up to help right the crane that's at a 45-degree angle with its telescoping top slammed into the top of the Dallas Museum, where we're told it has damaged part of the roof and it has damaged one of the stone part of the wall, but no art inside. And as you mentioned before, the driver, the operator of that crane this morning has been taken to medical care, but he was ambulatory after the accident.
Now, you can see, just for folks who are wondering what this looks like, we've got some pictures posted at kerenews.org. And it looks like from the pictures that not only are some of these stone facade pieces on the roof, but even down on the side of the building, there looks like there's even a hole there. There's also a sculpture, the Mark DeSouvero sculpture Ave, that is very close to this crane, but it looks like it missed it. Is that correct?
Correct. The Ave has been there for years. I mean, it started in where the museum used to be, and it got moved here. Mm-hmm. It looks to be in okay shape. In other words, there's nothing touching it, and as far as I can tell, nothing touched it. But the crane arm is about 10 or more feet away from one of the long exposed, extended beams, which is part of the Ave sculpture.
So what's the museum saying about, other than the damage to the roof, have they said anything about the sculpture or about what the next steps are going to be?
They said no art was damaged inside or out. The museum is open at the moment, except for the south end. They've kind of closed that off and part of the road's closed off. But they're operating as normal, and we're kind of curious about the operator, and I'm curious about the cost. And who's responsible? There's a Davis crane here. There's a Crocker crane here. But so far, I don't know what will happen as far as the event goes. I mean, the crane toppled as if it was here to help set up a tent. So I don't know what's going to happen with that event.
Right. There was apparently an event planned there, and we know that the Dallas Museum of Art's Art Ball was scheduled for next Saturday. You've been down there for a while. What are people saying that are walking around down there?
Well, they're all saying the same thing. Gee, it looks like a modern sculpture, but we know it isn't. So there's a lot of people, with not fresh jokes about that. And others are just surprised. I talked to a number of people who work in the nearby office buildings and said they come by here every day, and this was really, really unusual. They just didn't hear anything. They just saw it on the news and looked out their window and said, there it is. So they came down for a closer look.
Well, KERA's Bill Zeeble with us live from downtown Dallas. Bill, keep us posted on what's happening downtown, okay?
Gladly.
All right. We'll also keep you posted on what's happening at the Dallas Museum of Art at kerenews.org, and I'm sure we'll have more from Bill Zeeble and from Justin Martin in newscasts later throughout the day. Back to the business at hand, anything you ever wanted to know about, well, I guess we could get some answers and questions about maybe cranes, but we'll take your calls at 800-933-5372. You'll your emails at anything@kera.org, your tweets at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go to the phones, 800-933-5372, and we'll start today with a phone call from Sean in Grapevine. Hello, Sean.
Hey there.
Go right ahead.
Hey, so I have a ton of binders left over from all of the previous classes I've taken in college that I just have so many of them lying around, along with other miscellaneous school supplies like lined paper and whatnot. So I wanted to know if there's a place that I can take them to donate them, because I don't want to throw them away. They're all in great condition, and I'd love to give them away to people who need them.
When we get questions like this from time to time on the show, we always hear from high school or junior high or elementary school teachers, especially art teachers. So you might want to contact the local schools around where you live and see if the art teachers or other teachers might be able to use those materials, because they're always looking for those kinds of materials. That's one suggestion. We'll see if we get some other ones for you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You bet. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. Tyler in Fort Worth emailed us and says, the fault where the Irving earthquakes are emanating from is being described as an old fault. What would qualify a fault as old? Is there such a thing as a new geologic fault? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. We had that question from Sarah about killing ant piles without harming dogs. We got an email from Ann wondering, where can I purchase dry ice in the Mansfield area? Ann's looking for dry ice in Mansfield. We'll take your calls, 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Anthony calling from Grand Prairie. Hello, Anthony.
How you doing?
Doing well.
Yes, I have an answer to your ant problem. My dad used to basically kill all the ants using a hot water. Basically, you get a big, like, big pot of hot water, mm-hmm. and just pour it straight on top of the ant pile. Within, I guess, a couple seconds, it'll cool down, won't harm any animals.
Just pour the boiling water right down the ant pile.
Right on top of the ant pile.
All right. Anthony, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Let's see. Up next to 800-933-5372 is Misty in Azle. Hello, Misty.
Good afternoon.
Same to you.
I have a couple of answers for killing ants without harming any animals. The hot water, but what I do is when I clean my coffee maker and you put vinegar through it with the hot water, I use that. So I get to clean the coffee maker and then pour the hot vinegar water on the ants.
Makes sense.
And that works really well. The other thing is cornmeal. You just sprinkle cornmeal all over the ant pile, and then the ants eat it, and then it expands and kills them. And both of those are very effective.
Very good. Misty, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Let's get the board filled up really quickly with these ant pile answers. Let's go next to Caleb in Fort Worth. Hello, Caleb.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, I guess my answer, the other two sounded pretty good. The one that we always use at the house is a product called diatomaceous earth, and it's basically a powder. You just pour it on top of there. It takes about 2 or 3 days, and we've got fire ant piles all over our yard, and our horses walk all over it, and it's so far been safe for the horses and the dogs and chickens and everybody else.
Very good. Thanks, Caleb.
Thanks.
And I'm actually surprised that it took us three answers to get to diatomaceous earth. Let's talk next to Susan in Dallas. Hello, Susan.
Hi.
Hey there.
Another ant pile suggestion. You put like a little lid or cake pan or something near the ant pile with sugar. You have to use the very fine sugar, the drink cocktail sugar, mm-hmm. and baking soda, because ants don't have any intestines. They get gassy and they just blow up. And it works for fire ants and regular ants. And it also works for those nasty little gnats that get into your house from fruit that you didn't wash off.
So sugar water with some
baking soda.
Very good. Thanks, Susan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got, this is an answer to the We had a question last week, and it was, if you have an annual event that you celebrate, right, it's an anniversary, but what if you have a monthly or weekly event that you celebrate? Well, Alan, who's from France, formerly of Denton, says the French have this word for anything weekly, which is very widely used. It's hebdomadaire, as in the now infamous, he says, Charlie Hebdo, Weekly Charlie. So he says my word would be hebdomadaire-sary. And that's Alan's suggestion. Wade also chimed in on this. He says the root of anniversary is annie, Latin for years. So using this logic, you would have a mensiversary, the Latin word for month, mensis, or hebdomadiversary, so the Latin word for week, hebdomadum. So there you go. A couple of those answers. Let's see. Dormand emailed us on the question about the effects of anti-malarials or people traveling in malaria-prone regions. He says the best practice is to minimize exposure to malaria and other tropical diseases. You can probably find info with the Peace Corps and Doctors Without Borders. So there's some suggestions on doing a little bit of research about malaria. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Let's talk next on the phone to Ted calling from Dallas. Hello, Ted.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
I've got a crane comment. You were talking about putting hot water on ant beds.
Yeah.
Hot water is what that guy, that crane operator, is in right now for tipping that crane over. I'm a retired builder. Built big tilt wall buildings and concrete
right.
tilt walls for years and used monster cranes. They've got all kinds of weight and balance devices on them so an operator can know if he's way heavy in one direction or another. There's alarms that would go off, and so he paid attention apparently to none of those. I don't even know if he had a load on that crane at all. Maybe he just extended it too far, but the guy is in a lot of trouble. It was just plain pilot error. That's why that crane tipped over.
Well, and just in all fairness, you know, we don't know all the details just yet, but I do appreciate the perspective because it is a pretty tricky,
real educated guess, Jeff.
Pretty there you go. It's probably a pretty tricky job, and I'm glad that I just sit here and talking to the mic on Fridays and don't have to pilot
that. Well, that's a tower crane.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ted. Appreciate
all right,
it.
Jeff, you bet.
We have actually talked about cranes on the show before, because it's always interesting to me how they can assemble and disassemble themselves when they're working up and down these really tall buildings that are being constructed. Up next at 800-933-5372, let's talk to Barb in Arlington. Hello, Barb.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
I have yet another answer to the ant problem.
Okay.
It's a product called Logic, and what it does, and it may be difficult to find, it's a bait. And you just scatter the little granules around near the ant colony, and the workers take it to the queen. And what it does is it neuters her. So what happens then is none of the ants notice, and the queen no longer produces the next generation. And sometimes it takes 6 weeks, but that's about the longest. I've never had it.
Okay.
That long, and they just die out. They don't have a biological defense.
Right.
So if you poison them, they'll scatter, and then you'll have five, you know, colonies around your yard. But this way, they just die out. And the nice thing is, it's safe for children, your wildlife, and your pets.
Okay. Well, Barb, thanks for calling.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stay with us. More of your questions and your answers coming up. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Robert tweeted and says, I kill ant piles using boiling water. Just did it a few weeks ago, and it works. Sometimes you need to do 3 to 4 treatments. Cody asks, what was Barb's ant solution called? And Cody, she said it was called Logic. So you might have to look around for that, some kind of Logic ant killer. Let's talk next on the phone at 800-933-5372 to Austin in Dallas. Hello, Austin.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. You know, I was talking to some friends yesterday. We were driving around, and I told them I would meet them in Lower Greenville, and I got it wrong, and it was actually Lakewood. I've always wondered how, besides, you know, the obvious street names, how do those parts of Dallas get divided up? And does it mean anything as far as taxes or anything differently in all those different areas?
Hmm. That's a good question. We'll see if somebody has a thought on that.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Irwin in Wichita Falls. Hello, Irwin.
Howdy, howdy.
Hey there.
I came a little bit late to your conversation. I didn't hear what kind of ants they're interested in. Up here in North Texas, we have the giant red ants,
mm-hmm.
and eventually we got the fire ant invasion. We're very careful never to kill the big red ants because they are habitat exclusionary to the fire ant invasion. If you have the very mean, very large, and very painful red ant, which has a very large bed that you can readily identify,
mm-hmm.
and you keep them, you don't get fire ants. But if you kill your big red ant bed, then you get the hateful fire ants, which apparently you just can't get rid of at all.
And I think the horned toad doesn't eat the fire ants, but does eat the red ants.
Which we had when I was a kid,
yep.
But now we can't find the horned toads.
Right. Which I've heard it's because of the fire ants is part of the reason that the horned lizards are
so
becoming more
and more
rare.
I don't know what your original caller was referring to, but if she's got red ants, keep them. If it's fire ants, good luck.
I'll bet here in town it's probably fire ants or those little black sugar ants that this time of year like to get into everybody's stuff.
We're very glad to have a repeater here in Wichita Falls to get to listen to KERA.
Oh, well, thanks.
And y'all have a happy Easter.
Hey, you too. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for calling. Line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Austin says old-fashioned white vinegar kills ants without harming pets. Couple of questions. Does anyone know where you can dispose of or recycle 8-foot fluorescent light bulbs? I think you can take those to your home hazardous chemical recycling. I think they accept those kinds of things. So you might, depending on where you live, you might just look at the city website about recycling things like paint and chemicals and batteries and light bulbs. And Austin asks if we podcast the show. Yes, we do. If you go to KERA.org/anything. The last 10 episodes are there for download or click and play. And there's a link at the top of the page where you can subscribe to the podcast at KERA.org/anything. 800-933-5372. Up next is Robert in Arlington. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Mr. Jeff. How are you, sir?
Doing well.
I just... I had a question, an answer about the ant thing, and the gentleman that just called from Wichita, I agree with him. You know, don't kill the big ones. They're for a reason, and they don't fight as far as I know, like the army ant ones. But what I've done is go to this Home Depot or over to Lowe's, and there's this big bag of stuff, and you sprinkle it on top, and they just what they do is they move it. They don't. It doesn't kill them. And I mean, about three days later, they're completely. The mound is still there, but they're gone. And you don't actually kill them. You know, I mean.
Very
so
good.
I have to. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir. Well, Robert, thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, Jeff. I wish your show was 2 hours.
Well, I tell you what. Next week it will be. How's that sound?
Is that pledge drive?
It sure is.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. I got my money.
All right, thanks for calling, Robert.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
Line open 800-933-5372, and that's where we find Mark calling from Austin. Hello, Mark.
Hello. How are you, sir?
Hey, doing well.
I have an answer about the dry ice. It's usually available through most grocery stores. They may have to inquire about where it's at in the store, but that's where I purchased it.
Okay.
Also, you should know that there are precautions that must be taken when you're handling the dry ice. So,
yeah, in other words, I don't think you're supposed to handle it.
no, not barehanded,
right,
of course.
Right.
It can cause burns very quickly.
Very good. Mark?
Also, if you use it in a plastic ice chest, you must put a styrofoam layer in because it will freeze and ruin your ice chest.
Very good. It sounds like you've had some experience with this.
That I have, yes, sir.
All right. Thanks for calling, Mark.
Uh-huh.
Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. On that question about the binders that our listener wanted to donate and not just throw away, Melissa says Scrap, all caps, Scrap in Denton, is a craft co-op that accepts donations of various kinds, including old binders. Melissa says they're heavily involved in local arts and education community and also have a resale shop. So you might look up Scrap, S-C-R-A-P, in Denton. Let's see. We got an email from Ian who says, in Houston, there are people repairing windshields with filler for $25 on almost every corner. Is there something like that here in Fort Worth? Where can you get a windshield repaired with filler, I guess, reasonably in Fort Worth? Well, if you have an answer for Ian, call us at 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Josh did. Josh says if you sprinkle instant rice on the ant bed, that will do the job as well. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Jackson calling from Dallas. Hello, Jackson.
Happy Friday, Jeff.
Same
I got two answers for you.
Okay.
First, I'm going to wear out that ant bed question again. Same answer I give every year. Ivory liquid kills all insects because they have an exoskeleton, and the ivory liquid cuts through the lubricant that keeps that skeleton flexible. So they curl up in a ball and just die.
Okay.
Second question is a layman's answer to the question about the fault line that runs through Texas, generally south to north. When these earthquakes started happening around here, I started researching the geological survey maps that are available online there, and just through Google Images, basically. And I found a pretty consistently mapped out fault line that runs fairly wide. I'm guessing maybe about 150 miles in width from, I think it's, if I believe, west of San Antonio,
mm-hmm.
kind of up north northeast toward the DFW, and it comes to an extreme point, and best I could tell from overlaying maps, it comes to an extreme point right there around Northwest Highway and 35E there at the Dallas, near the Dallas Irving border, where a lot of these quakes have been concentrated. And I believe what they mean when they talk about an old fault line is kind of like an old volcano. The most of the time, the old ones are what they use to describe ones that are not active,
right?
Or not been active for a long time, and like the tectonics aren't really shifting nearly as much in the area of an old fault line, whereas like a newer fault line or more current fault line, they would probably call it. Say in California would be a place where they do shift more frequently.
Makes sense to me, Jackson.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir.
Right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Ed in Plano. Hello, Ed.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
Good. Hey, I have an answer for you on the person that called wanting to know names for events that you do on weekly and biweekly anniversaries.
Yeah.
Well, for those of us that have learned our English outside the United States, we use the term a fortnight as something that we do every couple of weeks.
Very good. And that can mean the period of a couple of weeks, but it can also mean the celebration, right?
Well, yes, in loose terms, yeah.
Right.
So, whether it's something that you participate in on a biweekly basis, or something that you get together with people on, it's just a generic term.
Great. Well, Ed, thanks for calling.
My pleasure.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Jacob in Cleburne. Hello, Jacob.
Hello. I had a question about a guy from a dairy asked me where I could get some liquid nitrogen, and I had no idea what to tell him. And I was kind of curious myself. I don't know if he was wanting a whole bunch of it or what, but maybe like a couple of gallons or something like that. I just didn't know if anybody had an answer.
Yeah. So where do you find liquid nitrogen?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I thought your question was going to be, what are those tanks of liquid nitrogen on the side of the roads that you see that are hooked into communications lines? But we'll see if somebody knows where to find it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. So we got this from Suzanne, who says, Kroger keeps dry ice by the service desk in an ice chest-looking box. Suzanne says, ask customer service because there are special handling requirements. We also got an email from Debbie who says, I recently heard you talk about trying diatomaceous earth to control fleas on dogs. I think that was last week. I also read about using it on cats by dusting their coat and adding it to their food. Has anyone tried this? And what were their results? Debbie says specifically from adding it to the food, and how much did they use? If anybody tried to do flea control on cats while adding it to the food. I don't know that that would necessarily work, because I think the question we had about adding diatomaceous earth to dog food was about fly control and fly larvae. So the idea was that if the diatomaceous earth is ingested by the dog and it's in their gut, and the eggs or the worms or whatever it is that's in there. So when the flies lay eggs in their poop, the DE in the poop would then, do the job on the larva of the fly. So I don't know if it would work on fleas, but the dusting sounds like it might possibly work. We'll see if somebody has tried this, Debbie, and has an answer for us. And Jessica says, I remember my dad telling me to put black pepper on top of ant piles. She says the ants would eat the pepper and then explode. And then she says, I was wondering, why do ants bite us? What is in our skin that they like? I don't think ants like to bite us. I think it's a purely defensive thing. If an ant gets on you, or if you step in an ant pile, or you get a bunch of ants on you, they seem to have this, obviously, this kind of hive intelligence. They all seem to bite you at once, right? But if you get one stray ant on you and you're walking around and it's on your arm or something, and they somehow sense that they're in an environment that's not where they thought they were, they might just bite you defensively. I don't know. That's a good question. Do ants get something out of biting us? Let's see if somebody knows. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Sarah in Dallas. Hello, Sarah.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Sure can.
Okay. Yeah, I had an answer for the guy that was asking the difference between Lower Greenville and Lakewood neighborhoods in Dallas.
Yeah.
Lower Greenville is a reference to the southernmost part of Greenville Avenue, where it turns into Munger. It's like when it crosses Ross, it starts into Munger. And Lakewood, like the names that he's referencing are all just different neighborhoods in Dallas. So Lakewood is adjacent to Greenville, and it's actually in reference to the places close next to White Rock Hill.
So I wonder if people, and his question was kind of not necessarily about those specific neighborhoods, but also about how these districts or neighborhoods kind of got their names. And I wonder if, the Lower Greenville one is pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Lakewood, there was obviously like a little shopping center, town center kind of area there.
Yeah, like Mockingbird Abrams area.
Yeah, the Lakewood Theater sits right up the crossroads of Gaston and Abrams, and I think there used to be even There may have even been a post office there and other services. I wonder if these neighborhoods kind of got their names from, you know, sort of inside the city kind of towns before the city grew out that far. Because, you know, the city didn't used to – when I live in East Dallas, and when our neighborhoods were built there, that was the far northern suburbs of the town.
Right. I think that Lakewood especially, but like a lot of the neighborhoods around there, like in East Dallas that you're talking about, it grew out from the lake, you know, because the lake used to be like people used to swim in and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I know like Little Forest Hills used to be people's lake houses that they would go and stay at, you know. So I think like Lakewood, Little Forest Hills, you know, so I think it's like you're saying, they all started kind of as smaller townships, and then just as it expanded, then it eventually just became Dallas.
Well, Sarah, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. That's a good conversation we can continue. How did these place names in the town, in the city, in Dallas and in Fort Worth, and in Denton for that matter, how did they get their name? Up next at 800-933-5372 is Leah in Louisville. Hello, Leah.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
I had an answer for the person who was asking about recycling the fluorescent light bulbs.
Yeah.
If there is the store's Battery Plus and Light Bulbs Plus near them, they will recycle those light bulbs. There's a small fee, I mean really, really small, by the foot, mm-hmm. that they can take them straight up there and get rid of them, and they're all taken care of.
Okay. Hey, Lee, thanks for calling. Oh, I'm sorry, Leah. I think it's Leah.
It's Leah.
Great. Leah, thanks for calling.
Have a good weekend.
You too. The line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. That's what Marco did. Wondering if there are any Eastern European or Polish delis or supermarkets in the DFW area. Tweet me your answer if you have an answer to that at Jeff Whittington. Email us anything at kera.org. Or give us a call, 800-933-5372. Stay with us. More of your questions and your answers in about 2 minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. I mentioned it earlier this hour, but starting next week, Thursday, I think, we kick off the KERA Spring membership campaign. What that means for you and this show is that we'll do a special 2-hour broadcast next Friday, April 10th, from noon to 2. So tune in for that. Save up your questions and answers. We'll do a live 2-hour show next Friday, April 10th, as part of the spring membership campaign. Right now, we're taking your calls at 800-933-5372, your emails, anything at kera.org, and your tweets to me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Clark in Weatherford. Hello, Clark.
Hello, it's me, Jeff.
Hey, Clark.
How are you doing?
Doing well.
Thanks for taking my call. I was listening to The Takeaway. Were you listening to it this morning?
I was listening to it this
morning. And they ended with talking about spring training and baseball. And I played baseball. Anyway, Louisville Sluggers, which were made for I don't know how many years, sold to Wilson.
Yeah, they sold the company. I think that announcement was it late last week or earlier this week?
I don't know, but I had two Louisville Sluggers as a boy. I had a Ted Williams and a Willie Mays. I heard those things cost about $125 now. Anyway,
are you curious about?
I'm curious about the company. They must have been around for about 100 years.
Yeah, and all I heard, and I haven't read up on this, but all I heard was that they had some financial difficulties and decided to sell the brand, to Wilson. So
Wilson,
and Wilson is from the news story that I heard, Clark, they're going to preserve the oval logo right there on the sweet spot on
okay,
the bat.
Yes, yes, yes.
So they're still going to be the Louisville Slugger, but it's not going to be made by the Louisville Slugger Company.
All right. So anyway, maybe somebody will call in Wikipedia or something.
Yeah, maybe we'll get a little bit more info. Yeah. Thanks for calling, Clark. Thank you for taking my call.
Bye-bye.
You bet. Line open 800-933-5372. That's where we find Walt in Chico. Hello, Walt. Walt, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, yeah. For the answer for the woman who's looking for a windshield injection in Fort Worth,
yeah,
I use Benswanger glass. I've used them several times. They're reasonably priced. They do a good job. The location I use is on a White Settlement Road near Henderson and maybe other locations.
Very good.
If you put on roads as a lot of construction, you'll basically need sackage and wheel to help you navigate to that. But it's hard to get to, but that's where I go.
All right, great. Hey, Walt, thanks for calling.
You bet.
Let's see. We also got this from Ben, who says that a lot of oil change places are doing this kind of glass repair with the filler. And we got an email on this from Seth, who says some full service car washes are working with glass repair companies. Off the top of my head, Seth says Dutch Brothers Car Wash on Addison Road, just south of Addison Airport, has a chip fixer. So there you go. This is a thing. Ryan emailed us about, actually Larry in Fort Worth emailed us first about liquid nitrogen and says physicians use liquid nitrogen and suggested a medical supply house. Ryan in Denton sent this email, says liquid nitrogen can be purchased at any welding supply shop. The nitrogen itself is relatively cheap, but the containers are quite pricey. He says, when I've inquired in the past, I've been quoted roughly $400 for a deposit for the Dewar, a vacuum flask. He says, you can purchase your own Dewar online for a few hundred dollars, but it's a good idea to ask your local welding supply shop if they will fill a Dewar they do not own prior to purchasing one. Keep in mind that liquid nitrogen must be used quickly. It will constantly be boiling away. And Ryan says, also, the Dewar must be rated for liquid nitrogen with the appropriate pressure relief valve to prevent it from exploding. So all words to the wise from Ryan there. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Let's talk next to Hank in Dallas. Hello, Hank.
Hi there, Jeff.
Hey there.
On the diatomaceous earth, a good source to see what to see how to use it is the dirtdoctor.com, mm-hmm. Howard Garrett. He even eats the stuff.
and then, just to make sure that we're clear, because we always get this time of year, we're talking about the garden variety. Some refer to it as food grade diatomaceous earth.
Yes.
Not the kind that you get at the pool supply place.
Right. Yeah. And I've got a bag of it and I use it in my house because it doesn't smell and it's for bugs and everything, just like
exactly.
The exterminators used to use, and it works great.
Yep.
And fire ants, just another thing I've used is a cream of wheat or oatmeal, just dried, sprinkle it on. It causes their bodies to burst when it expands. So it's just something healthier if you don't want to use bug spray.
Very good.
Thanks for the show.
Thanks for calling. Let's see. We got another call on this from Ray in Arlington. Hello, Ray.
Hi. How you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, I was calling about the diatomaceous earth. It's really good for controlling ants. Just, you know, sprinkle a little bit on their ant mound. It's pretty good and pretty effective until it gets wet, and then it just sort of, you know, doesn't do the job
right.
anymore.
Right.
But the way that it works is that it basically gets into the exoskeleton and, you know, basically, you know, scratches their the carapace so they dry out.
Very good. Thanks for calling, Ray.
You're welcome. Bye.
Let's see. On It's the Ant Show today, let's talk to Neil in Hazlitt. Hey, Neil, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead.
I was going to talk about ant bites. Ants do not bite for a reason other than defensive.
Mm-hmm.
They are like wasps. They just release pheromones when threatened, and that just triggers all the soldiers to attack. That's pretty much it. They don't bite us for a reason. They just bite us to defend themselves.
Very good. Thanks, Neil. That's
pretty much it.
Ryan also chimed in saying that fire ant bites are actually stings. All ants are closely related to wasps. And most have a dedicated stinger mechanism. And fire ants inject venom into the skin via that stinger, which is what causes the painful red bump. And also, Ryan chimed in and agrees that a gallon of boiling water is a pretty effective non-chemical method of wiping out a fire ant mound in your yard. It may take multiple applications if the queen isn't killed initially. On the recycling of fluorescent bulbs, Brandon says Home Depot and Lowe's will recycle them for free. Typically, there is a bin near the entrance and exit doors for used fluorescent tubes. Let's see. Tim says, on the Eastern European food question, the taste of Europe on Pioneer in Arlington is a Russian/Eastern European deli/restaurant/gift shop. And Tim says it was on Guy Fieri's Travel Channel show. It's called The Taste of Europe on Pioneer in Arlington. And we got an answer on this from Paul in Oak Cliff. He says, at least last I checked, there was a Polish deli at Forest and Central on the southwest corner. He says, I believe it's called the Euro Deli. So thanks to Paul and Tim for those answers on that. Oh, and one more on recycling. Andrea in Dallas says Recycle Revolution takes almost all recyclables, including plastic cutlery and styrofoam. Visit their webpage, Andrea says, for articles accepted. So it's called Recycle Revolution. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number. Let's talk next to Sam calling from Burleson. Hello, Sam.
Yes, I was calling about the diatomaceous earth.
Yes.
And as well as fleas and ants, you can put it, you get the food grade from like Tractor Supply or a small pet store, and you put it in the cat or dog's food, and it'll help with like a worm parasites in the animal as well as the fleas. You can put it on their coat.
Very good. Thanks, Sam.
All righty. Thank you for the show.
You bet. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Elena in Dallas. Hello, Elena.
Hi.
Hi there.
I heard your question about neighborhood name East Dallas.
Yeah.
Old East Dallas was Old East Dallas because it was its own town. The rest of the neighborhoods were all named by their developers.
Okay. So they just...
So Munger Place was developed by the Munger brothers, hence the name. One
right.
of the Munger brothers was
right.
Junius. So we get Junius Heights. Hollywood Heights and Santa Monica were named by their developer. Lakewood was named by the primary builder in that neighborhood.
There you go. Thanks, Elena.
You're welcome.
All right. 800-933-5372. Our email address, anything at kera.org. And you can also send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. This question came in from email. A listener wondering if there are any shelters or safe places for transgender youth or adults in Dallas who are in dangerous or abusive living situations. Obviously, a pretty serious question. Does anybody know a place, a safe place or shelter in Dallas for transgender youth or adults who are currently in dangerous or abusive living situations? Would love to get a couple of suggestions before the end of the hour. So give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phone and talk to Karen calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Karen.
Hi. I have a question for you, actually, Jeff. I was wondering if you had ever heard of the Fox cartoon Bob's Burgers, because to me your voice sounds a lot like Tina, the teenage daughter, which sounds weird, but that character
today it's particularly
man.
Today it's particularly raspy because I have a little spring thing going on here.
Yeah, exactly. So I was wondering if you've heard of that show or if anybody told you you kind of sound like that before.
I have not. I have seen the show, and you know, peek behind the curtain time. I really like that show. But I hadn't heard the, no one's told me I sound like Tina.
Well, when I first started listening to your show, I couldn't help but think that. And it's a huge compliment. I love that show and I love Tina. So thank you for taking my question.
You bet, Karen. Well, I had no idea you were going to ask me if I thought I sounded like Tina. So in my own defense, I kind of walked into it, but thanks. That's I do take that as a compliment, and I'll have to figure that out. I wonder who the actor is that does Tina's voice, cuz I'd love to see what
His
they
name
sound
is
like
Dan
when,
Mintz, but
Dan
I don't
Mintz,
know
okay.
what else he does.
Yeah, I'd love to see what he sounds like when he's not doing Tina. It's a pretty clever show. So thanks for calling, Karen.
Yeah, Oh, thank you.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Justin in Euless. Hello, Justin.
Hi, hello. Hi, my question is, I basically live in a townhome where my backyard is surrounded by other backyards.
Right.
So I don't have a lot of options, but when it rains pretty heavily, about half the yard floods, I mean, several inches deep that will stand for, you know, a week. So I was wondering if there's any companies in the area, contractors, landscapers, anything like that, that could help me find a clever solution to that.
Yeah, it seems like you could probably raise the elevation of your, you know, your yard. That might help with that, you know.
That has been suggested, but my yard is sort of the low spot amongst the surrounding yards, so I really, perhaps something as complicated as a French drain that needs to run under the foundation and out of the front of the house, it might be kind of complex.
Okay, well, we'll see if we get a suggestion for you. We're almost out of time, but if not today, maybe next week.
Sure thing.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling. Let's see. We got a couple of emails here. Janet says, check out Transgender Education of North Texas as a possible source. Jay in Oak Lawn says your listener should contact the Resource Center of Dallas, which is a good suggestion. And we also got a call on this. Let's talk to Jesse in Arlington. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Jeff, thank you so much. Actually, the Resource Center was going to be my suggestion as well. They're a fantastic resource for anything within the LGBT community as well as allies. So
very good.
I would definitely compliment that as well. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Hey, you bet, Jesse. So just look up Resource Center of Dallas and get in touch with them. If you're still listening, the person who emailed us and take care. And we really do recommend you call them because they will absolutely be available to help you. And just real quickly before we run out of time, got an update from Bill Zeebel on that crane incident this morning at the Dallas Museum of Art. Bill Zeebel's reporting that the rescue cranes have arrived to pull the damaged crane off the Dallas Museum of Art's south facade. The crane was setting up a tent for the museum's art ball on April 11th, which is a week from tomorrow. And the museum's director, Max Anderson, tells Bill that the ball will go on next Saturday night. Bill Zeebel will have a full report from the KERA newsroom tonight at 6:20, and we'll be updating the story throughout the day as well at kernews.org. And there are pictures at kernews.org. You can see the crane and the DMA. So check that out. Well, this is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker. Our engineer today, Justin Martin. And Fiona Norton answers your phone calls. Christine McConnell produces the podcast, which you can find at kera.org/anything. There's a link there to subscribe, or you can listen to or download the last 10 episodes. And, of course, email us your questions and answers, comments, and suggestions to anything@kera.org, or you can hit me on Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Thanks so much for listening, for writing and calling in, and everybody have a fantastic and safe Easter weekend.